All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. It is my pleasure to have Al Shaver Jr. here, first place in the C1 Pro class, 8 hours, 45 minutes, 18 seconds. And Al and I had a short conversation on Friday night. I saw Al, and I said, hey, you're in the C1 Pro this year. How does it look? And you tell him what you told me.
I told him, well, Calvin's pretty tough, and I've never beat him before, so it was an honor to beat him today. And, of course, Ross is just going across the finish line. He's another tough competitor. So it was a pleasure for me. I mean, I never wish anybody ill will, but it was a good day.
To beat one of the best paddlers in the country, in Calvin Hassel, is certainly an accomplishment. We're real proud of you. And what was it like out there, grueling conditions?
Yeah, you know, I felt real good up to Wells Bridge because we were just kind of going together, you know, so that kind of helps conserve a little bit. And then at Wells Bridge, that was going to be my goal point, and Calvin fell off, and I felt real strong right up to about Sydney. I started getting a little weaker at Sydney, but before that, I felt real good.
Now, the word along the river was that Calvin wasn't feeling well and pulled out.
Yeah, he was, we were right side by side, and the first indication I had was up in Oneonta area. He definitely wasn't feeling too great, and so then we stayed right together all the way down until Wells Bridge, and by that time I knew he wasn't feeling good. So, and I don't know, at Wells Bridge I put the hammer down, he fell back, being that he didn't feel good, and from there I don't know, because I lost sight of him and I didn't know what happened. But.
And so what about the rest of the paddlers out there today? I mean, you've passed a lot of people along the way, starting a half hour later. Is that fun to do? Do you know a lot of them out there?
Oh, absolutely. There's quite a bunch of them I know out there, and it's always fun to get their reactions, and they're, hey, good job. You know, they're always cheering you on, and then it's the crowds along the bank, too, are great. You know, there's a lot of people out there who don't know who you are, and they still cheer for you, and it feels good when they do that, so.
Well, we were delighted to see that you were in first place for the race. Again, after my conversation with you, I know Al was like, you know, last-minute entry, Calvin Hassel, and had to get himself psyched up for it, and he looks great. You know, I don't know if Joe or Chris have any questions for Al.
Absolutely. It was a good thing. I noticed from Goodyear Lake Dam, we ran out of water from that release between Oneonta and Otego was the first low spot I noticed. And then coming into Unadilla where the creek comes in there, you could actually see it coming in pretty good. So I was real happy to see that, without a doubt. But in between there, it was you really had to pick your course. You know, it was low, but it was still doable, so. Well, I didn't cry, but yeah, you definitely get that frog in your throat, you know. And by the way, Dale, I'm going to call you a slacker. You got to get back out there again. Yeah, you got to get back out there on the river. Let's go. All right. Hey, thank you very much.
Okay, guys, for Canoe Regatta 2010, I'm Craig Stevens with a happy Al Shaver Jr. on WCDO.